I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Light Up Your Security, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about Simulate, visit simulate.com. Joining me today is Gilly Netzer, Chief Marketing Officer of Simulate. Welcome, Gilly. So happy to have you with us today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Gilly, with everything that's happened over the past year and a half with the COVID-19 pandemic and workforces around the world working from home, many organizations have been undergoing digital transformation, many rapid digital transformation. So to start off for our episode today, can you kind of set the scene for us on why, you know, what this is and why it's so important?
Yeah, definitely. So digital transformation was already occurring before the outbreak, in fact, for quite some time. Businesses see technology and information technology is critical for them to be successful and competitive. It comes down to four things. It's about innovation, speed, convenience, and security. So it has transformed how IT is managed and deployed in a completely different way from how it was in the past. Today, information technology is rapidly deployed, leveraging clouds, for example, and it's heavily automated. Instead of taking weeks or months, it's possible to deploy whole applications, whole environments in a matter of minutes. Now, add to it the outbreak and working from home, it has become an even greater digital transformation.
Excellent. Thank you. And Gilly, what types of risks can be associated with digital transformation?
So digital transformation means things in your environment change dramatically all the time. It's been happening for centuries. It increases risk in that your environment is more susceptible to misconfigurations, vulnerabilities, and gaps. Add to that the fact that cyber criminals and nation state attackers are also utilizing their own digital innovation. This is really rapidly becoming more critical. So just look at the state of ransomware today. It's done fast, innovative, and they can attack in a more automated and deeper fashion. It has become a truly boardroom concern and sometimes concerns lives. Their methods are more diverse and change in a quicker fashion as well. In the past, enterprises checked their environment for cyber risk and vulnerabilities once a year. At the time, networks didn't change as often as today. So just taking a snapshot in time was enough. Today's environments are much more dynamic and complicated. And in a matter of minutes, your enterprise can change dramatically. You need to test continuously. You can't rely on yearly or even quarterly tests.
Okay, that makes sense. So I guess with that, how does continuous security validation help businesses feel more confident with their digital transformations?
That's a good question. So it's about achieving rather than feeling more confident. They need to know and control the security posture with their digital transformation processes. Between the dynamic nature of enterprises and criminal attacks, companies had no way to answer even the simplest questions around their cybersecurity risk levels, nor if they were prepared to stop the most recent threats. Continuous security validation works by applying those same elements we see in digital transformation to cybersecurity. It includes automation and allows you to comprehensively check your environment safely, easily, and continuously. Just as your environment changes all the time, so do the attacker's methods. So Simulate's platform is updated daily, adding additional checks and attack techniques to test our customers' environment. And that's why adopting continuous security validation is imperative and strategic to enterprises in staying up to date and ahead of immediate threats.
Oh, wow. Updated daily. That's fantastic. So I guess in addition to that, how can BASC help create a point of differentiation as well? I mean, and when I say that, just for anyone unaware, breach attack simulation.
Yes. So breach and attack simulation is one of three methodologies that we apply in our continuous security validation platform. Beyond that, other elements include purple teaming and continuous automated red teaming. Let me give you a real customer example. which will explain this really well. I'm sure many of the people who listen to us can really associate and resonate with this. So one of our customers is Numeris Children's Health System. As you know, healthcare providers are a big target by cyber criminals, and Numeris was worried about the increased risk. They used simulated breach and attack simulation in a continuous fashion to simulate, evaluate, and remediate their security controls. And after you remediate, you simulate, evaluate again, because you want to continuously improve the security posture. Regarding our previous topic and how did COVID-19 affected enterprise risk, they ran a purple teaming exercise to test and optimize the remote access to see where they needed to adjust their existing security controls. The results found that by making a single change in one security control configuration, they were able to prevent 196 exploits. It gave them confidence once they made the changes that they could work from home safely. Since it was continuous, they knew if any changes had happened and they would know right away.
Great. So it's, you know, I'm glad that you gave us that example of a customer's experience. I think that's really important, and especially since there are so many vendors in this space. So what is it about Simulate that makes you all stand out?
Well, there are many reasons that come to mind. First, we are the most comprehensive platform. Where most other vendors do not cover the full kill chain, missing critical steps, most also only focus on post-exploit techniques. We, on the other hand, cover the entire kill chain with no gaps. We are also more comprehensive in that the tests we run include pre, during, and post-exploit tactics, techniques, and procedures. Second, we are far ahead in our usability. We figured that simplicity equals security. If it's not simple to buy, to deploy, to use, to get results, and to report against KPIs, why would anyone use it? And that is leading us all the time. Our competitors need highly skilled individuals with advanced adversarial skills, coding, and cybersecurity techniques and tactics to run. And that is a challenge with the cybersecurity skills shortage. We are usable by all cyber maturity levels. For less experienced practitioners, we provide value out of the box and increase their cybersecurity offense and defense skills from day-to-day use. And for high-level cyber maturity professionals, the platform is open and customizable and actually liberates them from time-consuming tasks so they can focus on the more important things. The third is where competitors often need consulting services and weeks to set up and train. Our SaaS-based platform makes it easy to deploy and manage. Most environments with Simulate require the addition of only a single lightweight agent to be effective. Testing often begins within the first or second hour of being deployed, with results coming within the subsequent hour. So we are talking here seriously about minutes to deploy and like an hour to get results. There are other softer things, which I actually like, including diversity and inclusion on our team, giving back to the community. For example, planting trees on behalf of our customers. And we just opened an e-academy to help educate and train cyber warriors.
And so, Gilly, what have you been hearing from your clients?
So we just did our comprehensive annual customer use study. It made me proud to see that all customers utilized us in a daily continuous fashion, regardless of industry and skill levels. It does show that people now understand the need to continuously test, assess, and validate. Even more impressive, we found that most customers used us to test their environments against very sophisticated attacks. For example, 95% tested against the Sunburst attack and 90% against the latest ransomware attacks. And finally, I'd add our customers tell us we make them feel confident that their security controls, their incident response plans, and their people are optimized. And it feels good to make a difference.
Absolutely. And Gilly, thank you for coming onto the show. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. And it's so wonderful to hear about the ways that you all are giving back as well as the incredible work that you're doing.
Thank you so much, Hillary. It was great speaking to you as well. And I would always love to do it again. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Light Up Your Security is brought to you by Simulate, the developers of a breach and attack simulation platform that enables companies to challenge, assess, and optimize their cybersecurity posture against threat evolutions simply and continuously. To learn more about our sponsor, Simulate, visit simulate.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.